Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. This is going to be kind of a short one because that I have a busy weekend, but I have been wanting to give you some tips for a while on how to both take and analyze paranormal images. And as you probably know, every year I am sent in the neighborhood of 1,000 supposedly paranormal images to analyze. A very small percentage of them stand up to analysis. And the fact of the matter is, most of the pictures that I get just cannot be proven or disproven one way or another. Usually there's just not enough information in a photograph. And I think that's because a lot of times people get these things unexpectedly. They don't even know they've snapped a shot until they look at it later that has some kind of a paranormal anomaly in it. And so it's a little different when you go out there as an investigator and you know you're at a place where there are ghosts or frequent UFOs, and you are specifically taking pictures for that purpose, and that changes the way that you should proceed. Because if you've just got a picture that you took for one particular purpose, and then later on you realized there was something weird in it, you're going to forget a lot of the details probably about why and when you took the picture and the conditions. Also, it's very, very important to have control photos. That means to have pictures of the same general spot from before and after that presumably do not show the anomaly, so they can be used for comparison. But regardless, one of the big, big things that I hope that you will keep in mind is don't ever really take a photo seriously for paranormal analysis if the photo was taken with the camera pointed toward the sun or some other bright source of light, even if it's a striking sunset. Because I get so many pictures from people who say, look at this bizarre illuminated form that has appeared in my image. And I would say 80% of the time they're pointing it toward the sun or a sunset or a lamp or, you know, something that's directing light into the lens of the camera. And that's going to create what we call a flare. And it doesn't matter if you have Godzilla standing there on the horizon. If he's got the sun behind him, it's going to be very, very difficult to conclude what we're looking at here. So paranormal analysis of photos is not always just about looking at a photo and saying yes or no. It's about saying yes or no, or there's no way to know. And that's what it usually is, category three. There's just not enough info here. So some other tips for you. You know, if you are the type of person who is going to go out there and take paranormal photos, take whatever camera that you are going to use, whether it's your cell phone or whatever. Go out at night and take pictures of bugs flying around a lamp outside. Or go out when it's snowing and take pictures of how the snow looks as it falls. Go out when it's raining, take pictures of the rain. Take pictures of all these things. Go to a bird sanctuary and photograph birds. Become familiar with how your camera is going to document those things under a variety of different circumstances, like, you know, shutter speed, time of day, and all that. And that way you can say, look, I have some experience here in knowing how to rule out those ordinary things. And if you take all those little tips into consideration, I think you should also think about just the general sort of idea of the reality of how one would handle a camera if they're encountering something paranormal. When you look at these pictures on the internet, and trust me, nowadays you got all these people who are using these little apps and they're putting these phony images into their pictures of ghosts floating down staircases and stuff because they think it's a fun prank. But actually, in addition to that, you have people who are doing more complex types of hoaxing. And when you look at a picture that supposedly shows a UFO or a ghost or something like that, also look at the framing and just see if it if it looks intuitively real and accurate to you, that someone would hold a camera this particular way and direct it in this particular way when they are trying to capture something that's amazing in front of them. Because sometimes it just doesn't look right. You use your imagination and you're like, you know, if I had this thing in front of me, if I had this flying saucer, I wouldn't be pointing the camera over here, you know, or I wouldn't have it in this part of the frame. I'd be zooming in on it, or I'd be doing whatever. So you have to look at that intuitive part as well. If you go to joshuapwarren.com and you click on the section there that says Curiosity Shop, you'll find that I actually have an online paranormal investigator course. It's over 12 hours. It is the most comprehensive, informative course that you will ever find on the internet. I promise you that. And it just got everything regarding, we dig deep into not just ghosts and spirits and angels and demons and cryptids and UFOs and paratemporal and interdimensional and, I mean, all that stuff. But we also talk about the scientific basis that you need to have in mind when you're looking at how to analyze and document and record these things. And I also talk in the course about how you can earn money as a paranormal investigator. So if you want information on all that, you could just go to warreninstitute.com, or you can go to joshuapwarren.com and click the Curiosity Shop and just watch some videos and learn more about the course. And occasionally when I do these podcasts, I'll give you more tips on things to keep in mind, whether you're looking at pictures or you are listening to audio, supposed EVP, or documenting something that is physical. Let's say there's a hair and you want to know, oh, could this be a Bigfoot hair? I mean, there are all kinds of things that you need to know about the process of proving or disproving something, or putting it into that little gray area where we just don't know what it is. So anyway, I'll be giving you some tips on that from time to time. I also want to talk to you soon about free energy and free energy devices, because I have some experience with that, and I can tell you about a lot of the pitfalls that people get into when they start talking about these free energy, over unity, perpetual motion type devices as well. So, hey, thanks for staying curious. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again soon.